hit you with some headlines. First, let's talk about Hurricane Bill. It's a little weaker, still a dangerous storm. It's a Category 1. It won't make landfall here in the U.S., but its effects are being felt along coastlines from North Carolina to Massachusetts. Also, a story we've been watching this morning out of Greece. This is near Athens, where evacuation orders are in effect for thousands of people because of a massive wildfire. This is one of about 75 raging across the country. Also, we're still waiting on election results over in Afghanistan. Might take a minute. They don't count ballots like we count them here in the U.S. A lot of the ballots being carried on donkeys, literally. Also, hand counting going on in tents. That's why it's taking a while. Now, even though voters went to the polls, that was some 3 days ago, we're still waiting on those results.
And there is more fallout today over Thursday's release of the Lockerbie bomber. Now, Great Britain denying suggestions that it played a role in the decision by Scottish courts. Those whispers grew louder after Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi thanked Britain for influencing the decision. Well, the bomber, who is dying of cancer, is the only person convicted of the attack that killed 270 people, most of them Americans. And the head of the FBI has sent a stinging letter of protest. Robert Mueller says the release, quote, gives comfort to terrorists around the world. Time and money, they are running out for the government's Cash for Clunkers program.
Yeah, the Cash for Clunkers program is going to expire tomorrow, so get out, get your deals. Better do them in a hurry, because a lot of dealerships trying to get your paperwork in by 8 o'clock tomorrow night.